I've never been surrounded by so many tea leaves, tea bags, tea pots. Everything and anything to do with tea is on display at the Tea and Coffee Expo in downtown Vancouver. I needed a guide to help me wander the aisles. I needed Louise Roberge, president of the Tea Association of Canada.
Looking at things that are new, so this is all herbal teas that are coming out now. And herbal teas, as you know, is different from the Camellia sinensis. Black, green, oolong, white all come from the Camellia sinensis. Herbal is fruit, vegetable, you know, flowers that have been dried. But they are prepared the same way. So the sachet, is this loose or in a bag?
That's in a bag.
It's in a bag?
It's in a bag.
And so they're prepared that way. So that's a bit different. And I've never seen these.
Louise is sharp. While she represents the tea industry in Canada, she didn't hesitate to enter into debate with tea agents on hand at the expo. Here she tells it like it is with Mark Hunter, who was demonstrating herbal teas in a bag with loose leaf herbal teas on the horizon.
There's a little bit of a conflict between loose leaf and tea bagged. The loose leaf's a little bit of snobbery involved sometimes with it. People like to have the loose leaf because it's more flavor, they say. It gives you more authentic. Mind you, I think the tea bag still offers that.
I always say that there's good tea bags and there's good loose leaf and there's bad tea bags and bad loose leaf. And
sure.
I'll give you an example on this. A lot of Canadians get initiated to Chinese tea when you're going in a Chinese restaurant, no? And right away they come with their loose leaf and they give you some oolong or some green tea. Now, not to talk against the Chinese restaurant, but probably if you taste it, they're not serving you the high quality tea there either. Although it's all loose leaf. So, you know, I mean, there's a good loose leaf. I think for the Asian restaurant, actually, this is a huge opportunity at a point to offer quality tea with, you know, an explanation on the different greens, the different oolongs, because we don't know. And that's where we get initiated to something different than our black tea blends that we're used to having.
In Vancouver, I've noticed the high-end Asian restaurants are giving tea education and selection more prominence, so maybe they've been listening to Louise. She is a font of information about all things tea-wise, including the recent boom in specialty tea shops.
I don't have numbers as per se, but 10 years ago there maybe was 20 tea shops. Now there's 200, and we have at the office so many calls of people asking us, I want to open a tea shop. What do I do?
Yeah.
We're trying to find the right information we can give to these entrepreneurs that are trying to build something.
Yeah.
So they can go and find a course on Business 101 in any colleges.
Mm-hmm.
But Tea 101
doesn't exist.
And that's right. So that's good that you're doing that.
Louise was chatting with Brendan Way, also known as the Tea Guy. Over the past few years, he's become an expert at opening specialty tea shops, and now he's teaching others how to do it.
In Canada, there are actually very few people who have opened 6 tea houses, right? And I'm one of the few that has. So I have a marketable skill, which is obviously helping people to achieve their dream and their goal of opening up a nice tea bar. And I know what elements work, I know what price, where to get the teas, I know about the sourcing, planning, programming, startup, and I can train your staff. So I want to take those skills and bring them back down to that grassroots level again.
The next tea innovator Louise introduced me to was Bob Krall of the Cornelia Bean Tea and Coffee Company in Winnipeg. He was demonstrating a plastic contraption called the Brewt, B-R-E-W-T. It's a great way to make a couple of cups of tea with no fuss and no muss.
So with this, of course, we throw 5 cents worth of tea in here. We fill it full of water. Once it's finished steeping, we put it over top of our cup.
So by putting it on top of the cup, it opens the valve.
Exactly
right.
It
gets filtered out into here, and as soon as you take it off, it stops.
So it sits on your table. Now, restaurants here, which is really where we're trying to go, and we're trying to create the activity of people getting involved in the process, you get to watch the steeping. You get to watch what's happening with this, and tea leaves get the chance to do what they love to do, and that's float openly in water. Tea balls constrict the flow of water through there because tea, as you know, increases in volume as it absorbs moisture. So now you've got an opportunity of letting it float openly, and the filter in here stops everything from coming through to the point, Dawn, that it's as simple as put this filter back on, push it through, you're ready for the next batch. So, now you have a one-time purchase, throw it in your backpack, take it camping. Kids in this marketplace love this because it's so easy. You're getting a wonderful infusion for minimal cost, and the cafe owner puts 5 cents worth of tea in there and sells it for $2, $2.50, $3 a pot.
Fa gave me one of the brutes to try, and it's become one of my favorite ways to make a cup of tea. I learned a lot from Bob, Louise, and the others at the Tea Expo, and now that Health Canada has approved several health claims for black, green, and oolong tea, I'll get my jolt of Java in the morning and dose of tea antioxidants in the evening. That's after a glass of wine and some dark chocolate. Might as well cover all the antioxidant bases. That's food for thought. I'm Don Genova.